Music Fest is an 11-day event. In addition to the headline acts that will be performing, there are over 300 free performances. We've got local folks who've been appearing at Music Fest for years, like Craig Thatcher or Dina Hall or Dave Fry, just to name a few. But how do you go about finding new acts? And what draws you to a particular act thinking, this will be great for Music Fest?
Well, this is my favorite subject to talk about. I think Music Fest is a discovery festival, and I think the beauty and the magic of Music Fest is created across the free stages. That process of selecting those artists begins a year in advance, where we receive more than 1,000 submissions on an annual basis for artists that are interested to play the festival. And we're looking for different genres, we're looking for diversity of sounds. You know it when you hear it, and we spend the year, you know, looking for that and saying, okay, how would our community respond to this? How would this, what stage would this fit on? Where would this fit in the festival grounds? You know, it works through the winter where we start negotiating and booking, and usually our deadline's sometime around the end of April where we put the festival to bed and we've got our list of, you know, 300-plus artists. Somewhere between 40-50% are playing the festival for the first time.
And how local do you try to make those artists?
About a third of the festival is local and hyper-local, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, Lehigh Valley area every year. Another 40% of the festival is regional, meaning mid-Atlantic, into New York City, maybe out to Pittsburgh, D.C. And then the remaining balance of the festival, about 25%, is national. And there's usually about 5% of the festival that's international.
So I was looking over your list of folks that are performing, and, you know, I gave a listener something. Something's really jumped out at me. I really enjoyed Catbite.
Catbite, first time playing Music Fest, and they're a ska, punk, rock band from Philadelphia, female keyboardist and female vocalist. They're a ton of fun. They're high energy, really jamming. If you're a fan of ska, this is the band for you at Music Fest this year.
Now, Pentley Holmes, is he a local performer?
He is from right here in Phillipsburg in the Lehigh Valley and has a great, does some wonderful work solo, but with his band really comes into a full sound, blues, R&B, soul, pop music, and a great live band. I think one of my favorite rising Lehigh Valley artists.
Well, I've got this problem. It's hard to admit I spend too much time drinking.
Now this, I had to listen to this when I read the name on the list. A band called the Wonton Soups.
Wonton Soups. I'm a sucker for a great band name, I'll tell you that. And they deliver as much on stage as in the name. It's got a great horn section of the Wonton Soups. They'll be playing here at Steel Sax one night. And they've got just a fun energy, a little bit of a big band sound, funky type of party band.
Is it so slippery or just something we can't grasp? Where does our confidence come from? Due to head diligence, we're not so self.
We're excited to welcome the community back to the festival, and we hope that everyone has a great time. I think this year requires patience of the audience. We do this to promote the local economy, and the food vendors who are across the festival grounds are working harder than ever before. We're all up against challenges. We're up against staffing challenges. We're up against monetary challenges. And so, you know, the audience is patience with us and also patience and respect towards each other. We hope people come out and have fun. We know how much everyone's looking forward to it. And we welcome everyone back safely and respectfully.
Patrick Brogan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.